The American Muslim Civic Leadership Institute's approach includes stretching exercises and heart-to-heart sharing of personal stories. One goal is to help young Muslim leaders counteract negative sentiments, like the anti-Muslim protests last year surrounding plans to build an Islamic center near the site of the terrorist attacks in New York in 2001. Karam Zaman helps to run an internet-based Islamic educational site.
I think that the community in general, it feels like it is under attack, but I think internally we've realized that we have a crisis of leadership, a crisis of vision, and being able to kind of interact with the broader society. The Ground Zero Mosque, to me, it showed our community that we have a lot of work to do.
Bree Laskota is the managing director for the USC Center for Religion and Civic Culture, which created the institute.
We see the same few groups shouting past each other, trying to make inroads. And we see leaders who have all of these amazing skills isolated from each other and unable to really meet the needs of their community and also meet this other demand to see Muslims actively engaging the public square in ways that are productive.
These young men and women come from a variety of professional backgrounds. Some work for religious organizations, others alongside non-Muslims and community groups. Samar Ahmad is with the Ohio Alliance to End Sexual Violence.
I find it in a really unique position to be in as a leader, is to be able to bring the perspective of the communities that I'm from and to be able to bring that to the table with the mainstream sexual violence movement. At the same time, being able to bring back the messages from the mainstream sexual violence movement back to the American Muslim community.
Like other young Americans, young Muslims often turn to the internet for information. The website altmuslima.com addresses the changing role of women and gender conflicts, says its editor-in-chief, Asma Uddin.
Much of the content on our site is about precisely those sorts of conflicts, the sort of really deep issues of relationships and gender identity and the question of gender roles, for instance.
Participants in the American Muslim Civic Leadership Institute program come from many ethnic backgrounds and different branches of Islam. They include native-born Americans and the children of immigrants from all parts of the Muslim world. Megan Putney is an American-born convert.
I am a product of the Islamic Center of the New York University. I can proudly say that. And that's a very inclusive community there with people from all walks of life, not just students.
California community worker Asma Men says participants bring their own perspectives and get along well.
It's amazing. Everybody is just extremely open-minded, and I think that's something that's, I wouldn't necessarily say that our parents aren't, but, you know, they're used to their comfortable ways of a certain community, and, you know, that's just something that they're comfortable with. And I think for us, because we were born here or we've been raised here, we kind of have to integrate, you know, within the society, and it gives us more of like an advantage.
Nadia Romani is director of the American Muslim Leadership Institute. She says the program brings young leaders together from different parts of the country to forge relationships and helps them plan strategy to solve problems in their community.
Whether it's fair housing or economic justice or immigration reform issues, whatever the issue may be.
So what'd you get? Let me just hear some of the morals of these stories.
A professional actor helps the leaders develop storytelling skills to engage people on a personal level. Learning to better communicate with other Americans is important for Muslims in all parts of the country, says Syed Mohuddin of Detroit.
These are our people now. It's not, you know, the dude back home. It's the guy who doesn't have an education and the girl who's not being taken care of with family support. So what can we do to rewrite the narrative of Detroit?
And what, he asks, can these young leaders do to shape the American Muslim story? Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.